ABC Radio Australia.
Well, fears about Papua New Guinea's growing debt burden are intensifying as the country looks to prop up its languishing economy by launching its first ever US dollar sovereign bond. Now, PNG is no stranger to taking on debt. Previous loans have predominantly come from institutions like the World Bank and the Asian Development Bank, as well as China, which offer more flexible and cheaper repayment conditions. But as Andrew Thompson reports, that won't be the case if PNG secures loans from investors in the rough and tumble of global debt markets.
PNG government officials are meeting international investors this week to discuss the potential of issuing a US currency bond, with an eye on acquiring between $500 million to $1 billion. The bond would help bolster flagging foreign currency reserves and declining government revenues, hit hard by the sharp drop in oil prices in recent years. Sovereign bond, put simply, is when a national government borrows from an array of investors around the globe. A bond pays interest periodically and repays the principal at a stated time, often at around 5 to 10 years. If all goes well, the government uses the money to fund its economy and pays back the interest over the period of the loan. But things can and do go wrong. Sometimes governments struggle to repay the money. Thomas Hugo is CEO of Asia Frontier Capital, a private investment firm that specialises in developing markets like PNG.
The biggest risk for the government of Papua New Guinea is that because they have to borrow, or they borrow US dollars, so in 10 years they have to repay US dollars. Either they have the revenues in 10 years from US dollars because they have the proceeds from the gas sales or iron ore or copper or gold sales. And if they don't have that, they have to convert local Kina currency into US dollars. And the exchange rate at that time could be very different. So right now it's 30 cents to the US dollar. So 2-3 years ago, the Kina was 40 cents to the US dollar. And now maybe it goes even further to 20 or to 50, and that will be also then increase the cost for the government of Papua New Guinea.
Mr. Hugger says it isn't the best timing for PNG to be issuing its first bond, as compared to several years ago when the government considered it and investor demand for emerging markets was stronger. Mr. Hugger says that means the government will have to pay back higher rates of interest to attract investment. But director of the Lowy Institute's Pacific Islands program, Jonathan Pryke, believes the PNG government is running out of other options as its economic situation worsens.
They're facing dual crises in both the fiscal and monetary sense. So on the fiscal side, they have been running budget deficits for the last 3 to 4 years that are just not sustainable with the current revenue because economic activity has gone down dramatically. And then on the monetary side, so there's just more money going out the door from PNG than coming in. So this sovereign bond will help in two ways. It will help bolster cash flow for the government so they can actually deliver on what they've committed to in their budget. But it'll also help shore up foreign reserves so they can get more of this money out into the private sector to help improve economic activity in the country. So yes, it's a very important move for the government. They do need to secure money somehow, either through greater revenue collection domestically or through a sovereign bond.
Paul Flanagan, Director of Indo-Pacific Public Policy and Economics, was a former advisor to the PNG Treasury. He believes heading to global markets is just a short-term solution and a way of avoiding the rigorous economic reforms needed.
This sovereign bond represents part of a path the PNG government is taking towards soft options. It's looking at moving towards these commercial loans and often more untied and unconditional Chinese loans. In the past, they would have relied on sources such as the IMF and the World Bank that could provide a lot more financing at much cheaper rates than what they're looking at. But that would come as part of the conditions that PNG signed up to when they agreed to be part of the international economic order, and PNG is now pulling away from.
The Deputy Prime Minister and Treasurer of Papua New Guinea, Charles Abel, has been contacted for comment. Whether PNG does go ahead with its sovereign bond after it tests the market during this week's investment roadshow still remains to be seen. But one way or another, experts agree, it's clear it needs a way out of its current economic predicament.